We approach 4 o'clock here on The Fan. The day the New York Yankees play their first World Series game since they beat Pedro Martinez in Game 6 in 2009 to win a championship against the Philadelphia Phillies. It all opens tonight out in Los Angeles, 8:08 first pitch. We are going to stay on the air and take you right up until the official Yankee pregame show coming up at 7:25. The Jets do play on Sunday, and this is the first time, Tiki, I've ever really had this feeling. I usually will say on the radio, or I'll say to my friends, or I'll say to a buddy, I don't care if they win 9-6. I don't care if they win 6-3. I just need a win. And there's a part of me that still feels that way.
Right.
But then there's the other part of me that says, the New England Patriots are a broken team. Okay, they are a really broken team.
Right. They played poorly in against Jacksonville.
Yes.
The coach calls them out.
Yes.
They are a broken team.
Their offensive line is a sieve. Their defense is not nearly as good as people thought it would be. You mentioned the issues with the coach. There's a secret plot against him with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. It's an ugly, ugly scene. Devontae Adams is trying to fix the culture by basically saying, hey, maybe we should work hard and care, and we should be excited after first downs. Yes, I want to win. They got to kick their ass. Like, I almost feel like there needs to be a cleansing Sunday where it's not just the Jets winning a game, but it's the Jets putting together a complete game and us walking out of that really for the first time all year saying, they didn't just win.
Yeah.
That was a complete effort, and I can feel things turning.
The problem is that's so easy to say, yet so hard to do. And it's only hard to do because they haven't done it yet. They haven't seen a clean Aaron Rodgers game. You haven't seen a clean offensive line game. You haven't seen a clean defensive game even, really. I know they're good and they make some plays here or there, but there are other times where they just can't get off the field. So what you're asking for is something that they haven't repeatedly done. And so the Jeff Ulbrich now at head coach experiment or whatever circumstances is proving to not be as uplifting as they thought it was going to be.
As Woody thought it would
well,
be.
Well, you know, and it's such a disservice now, the more you think back at it, how everyone believed that removing Robert Saleh was going to create this Febrezing of...
I like that.
Of the Jets.
Febrezing.
Right. It's going to freshen it up and make everyone feel more alive and engaged and focused on the little things, and that hasn't happened.
No,
in two games, it hasn't happened.
They've been outscored 60-35.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
and so
it looks worse, actually.
In some regards, you're right. And so, like, to say that the Jets need to beat up the New England Patriots, yeah, you're right. Those words sound correct coming out of your mind, but to actually believe that that's going to happen, I mean, it's almost a fool's thought.
Well, you should ask me, do I think it's actually going to happen?
Do you think that's actually going to happen?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm
glad you have, like, a little bit of reason in the back of your mind.
There's a difference between what you think needs to happen and what you think will happen, okay? I am not a confident Jet fan. I don't know how anybody could be a confident Jet fan. It's why we enlisted Positive Tommy. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I think desperate times call for desperate measures. Because I can't be a positive voice. I'd be lying to you. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you how I honestly feel. So, Tommy, everything's going to be okay, right, Tommy? Mm.
Everything's going to be just fine, Evan.
I love Positive Tommy for the Jets. I'd love it.
Why? Because you think it's going to backfire?
No, he's so faking it.
It's obvious?
It is so obvious. It's like that girl who you think is really into you. She just really wants you to leave.
Yeah.
That's what Tommy's doing.
No,
right now.
That's not at all.
Absolutely what Tommy's doing.
Why do you think
right
everything's going to be okay, Positive Tommy?
So this is the first official Sunday of Positive Tommy. The Positive Tommy Jets will be 1-0. And I think, like, it just has to do with the fact that Devontae Adams is here now.
He can't even, like, it doesn't even come cleanly out of his mouth.
I feel like this is sarcastic negative Tommy.
Yeah, what is this?
This is Positive Tommy for the Jets.
I paid the big bucks for Positive Tommy.
Is Bad Tiki back there somewhere? Is Bad Tiki creating a negative Tommy trying to fake, like, a Positive Tommy?
I think the check bounced. But, yeah, no, Positive Tommy is here for Jet fans. I'm here for Jet fans. I'm here.
Why are we going to beat the Patriots?
You're 7-point road favorites for the first time in decades.
You're just
Why?
Regurgitating a fact now. That's okay.
Aaron Rodgers will not go down. You're talking about a Hall of Famer here. You're talking about one of the all-time great quarterbacks. You're talking about a guy with a massive ego. He is not going to allow this Jets season to tailspin like this. So we have seen this with Aaron Rodgers' teams in Green Bay. When everybody was ready to give up, he told you to really relax. Positive Tommy's here to tell you, relax. It's going to be fine, Jet fans. You're going to playoffs. It's your destiny.
I got to tell you, Tiki, he needs a lot of work.
Yeah, you didn't believe that at all.
This is very shaky.
Yeah.
Well, the
energy's not there.
Yeah, it's right?
The just flowing off the tongue. I didn't even have to think about this. It just comes out because it's so real to me, and I see it. I can visualize.
You know what, though?
Like Breece Hall or Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams or whoever the hell, Quincy Williams, doing something amazing. You could just visualize it. So when you speak it, it sounds so clear.
You know why I'm going to give him a break, though?
He's searching.
I'm going to give him a break. If you remember when the Mets started turning their season around.
Yes.
During the beginning of Positive Tommy.
Yes.
It was kind of the same thing. He didn't firmly believe it.
Yeah, he didn't know what to say.
But
yeah.
Then the wins kind of gave him power. So I think the real test for Positive Tommy is going to be Sunday afternoon. If things are going well, like what kind of tweets does he have?
No. Oh, you will hear
the
from me.
The real test for Positive Tommy will be come Sunday afternoon and things are not going well. And how does he positively push it forward?
I think he's dead after 1 week.
I think you're right.
I think Positive 100%. Tommy died.
It's over.
I put it this way, Positive Tommy, you were given a layup for your first week, okay?
If the Jets go, I'll just tell you this right now. If the Jets go beat the Patriots, you will hear from me. If they lose, we'll just forget that the Positive Tommy.
It's going to be one and done.
We'll focus on dudes, dogs, and doing damage.
I think that this is what scares me slightly, and it's not the history against the Patriots, Teak. Luckily, that's dead. I'm not worried about Gerard Mayo. I'm not worried about any of that. What I'm worried is that I think the Patriots have hit not their apex. What's the one you go to the bottom? Your zenith?
Nadir.
Oh, your Nadir. I think they've hit their Ralph Nadir, in which they've hit their most pathetic. You like that? Yeah. They've hit their Nadir. They lose to a crappy Jaguar team. They're just a mess. Their head coach is calling guys out, saying they're soft. Then he walks it back and says, well, they're not soft. They played soft. Like, this is the moment for the Patriots where they're not going to turn their season around, but this would be the week against a division rival at home where if they're going to show anything, it would be this week.
Yeah.
Now, I have not watched a lot of Drake May, but what I've heard from people that like the Patriots is not bad.
They've been
sort of impressed by his play.
Right.
I'll give you a better evaluation after I watch him.
He was good for three series in London. And then he just got not taken advantage of. He just regressed to average.
Right.
But part of that was also the Jacksonville Jaguars just being out of control good.
Well, the Jets should be out of control good, especially on defense.
No,
they should make a young quarterback with a bad offensive line. The Patriots have no offensive line. You saw how bad they played earlier in the season during the Jet home opener. Like, they've got to make him pay.
Yeah.
They got to make him suffer. They got to chase him around. They got to make him look like a confused rookie quarterback that's barely played.
Easier said than done, though, because the best play from the Jets have been in the second level, not up front on the offensive line, defensive line.
Yeah, but guess what edge pass rusher is coming back this week?
Hassan Reddick.
And guess what? According to SNY's Connor Hughes, and I believe him, because why would he lie?
Yeah.
No snap count.
I mean,
he's refreshed.
And by the way, here's why to me he should have no snap count. Screw it. Like, screw him. Screw the season.
He also hasn't played a football game yet.
Yeah, but usually there's snap counts.
I know there's no snap count. I know that's what's being said. I'd be surprised to see him as an every down player. I'd shocked, actually.
Mm-hmm. Would that be ridiculous?
By the way, our last caller was right. It's either a jinx, a dad joke, or I forget what the third thing was.
Misinformation. Speaking of misinformation, anybody right now calling the contest line, you're wasting your time right now. We are going to give away Yankee tickets again in the next hour, the 5 o'clock hour. Also, you soon, and you'll find out when we do it, may not be wasting your time. This hour, we are giving away tickets to see Dave Chappelle. We will do that contest in a little bit.
Really?
So calling right now for Yankee tickets, A, wrong time for any contest. B, if you keep calling, not to say you wouldn't want these, you're going to get Dave Chappelle tickets and not Yankee tickets.
Okay, here's what we got to do with the Chappelle tickets, because Dave Chappelle's a legend.
Legendary.
Right? And I don't want his ticket giveaway to be like, well, it's not Yankee tickets.
Exactly.
When you answer the phone, I think what you need to say to the person is, what do you think you're about to win? And if they say Yankee tickets, you hang up on them. If they say Chappelle tickets, congratulations, you won it. And because I think that's got to be fair.
Right.
Like, Dave Chappelle's a legend. We're not just saying, oh, yeah, here's your secondary prize.
Yeah, one of the best to ever do it. It's a great prize.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So that's what you should do.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just warning, because there are people still quitting. You're not paying attention.
Okay.
You're not paying attention to calling her now.
That's the opposite of misinformation. But when we do give those Chappelle tickets away, which is this hour, so sometime this hour, we will give you that chance to win tickets to see the legendary Dave Chappelle. I'm just warning you, when Tommy picks up the phone, he's going to say, what do you think you won? If you say Yankee tickets, you're being sent to Mars. Not actually Mars. We're just going to hang up on you.
Not only are you get to see Dave Chappelle, but you get to see him at the legendary Madison Square Garden, the home of the uncrowned champions and the team that had the most wins in hockey last year. They have a banner for it.
That's right. By the way, speaking of the team that, what'd you say about the Knicks? They're uncrowned champions?
They are the uncrowned champions.
Okay. That's adorable. I feel bad for the Knicks.
Why?
Why? You don't even know.
I don't.
That's the point. Tonight at Madison Square Garden, trying to clean up for the Rangers mess from last night.
You think nobody's caring?
The New York Knicks have their home opener.
Not just their home opener. Against the Pacers.
Against Tyrese Halliburton and those sons of you-know-what.
That's right.
Those crybabies. Remember those crybabies?
Sure do.
Remember Rick Carlisle?
Absolutely, the officials.
The officials. Yep. I wrote a whole song about it, actually.
I don't remember where it is.
I'm not asking you to. But yeah, the Knicks play their home opener tonight. And you know what, Teak? People do care.
Yeah.
Because out of curiosity, I went to their secondary market to see how hot is this ticket.
Oh, I know people care.
Red hot ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie called us Tuesday.
That's right.
And she's going, she's a Yankee fan.
Well, you know what's great about
she
the Yankees?
She has tickets to the Yankees. On Monday?
Yeah, on Monday. But here's what's great about the Yankees.
So she's not watching the Yankees tonight.
Well, she can because the Knick game tips at 7:30.
Let's go Knicks.
Over by 9:45. That's called the third inning of Yankees
Dodgers. The way these playoffs are going, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good point.
So you can then
4-hour games.
And here's my question about the Garden, because I'm not familiar how active they're going to be with this. Will they give Yankee updates?
No.
No?
It's their home opener.
So?
They're going to... It's the Garden. They're going to be all about the Garden.
So they can't give a Yankee score?
I mean, there's probably a TV on with a Yankee score.
No, I mean,
they're not going to announce it.
Why not?
Why would they announce it? They want people present in the Knicks.
You're not telling people to leave. You're just saying, hey, Juan Soto hit a first inning
home run. Until everybody starts going, oh, let me look at my phone. Oh, this, oh, cool. Oh, yeah. So, oh, what happened?
But teams do that. The Mets did that for the Knicks. They gave Nick updates,
I think they will. She might still be banned.
There's not action in baseball. There's
not action in baseball.
You know what I mean. There's lulls in action in baseball where you can, while you wait for the, the pitcher to walk around and rosin his hands.
Yeah.
Here's a score from whatever.
Yeah, there's called TV timeouts in the NBA. They occur every 9 minutes, basically.
Yeah. No, they're not going to update the Yankees. They will show Jeff McNeil probably there tonight.
I was going to say, instead of showing Emily Ratajkowski, you show Juan Soto hitting a home run.
By the way, I want to make this very clear to any New York Met, and I know that Sean's just being a troll, really filling into that caller's critique of him, that it's either a troll, misinformation, or a dad joke.
What was that? Was that troll?
That was a troll.
Misinformation?
No, that was a troll.
That's a troll because the Mets are not in the World Series, so their players are at the Garden.
I'm just
so it's a troll.
Wondering if Jeff McNeil is actually going to the home.
He's a Ranger fan more than
he may.
I'm going to warn any New York Met, if you play baseball for the Mets this year, do not show up at a public event while the Yankees are in the World Series.
What are you there,
you
father?
I'm telling you, why? Because you look like a schmuck, that's why.
I mean, you're just a fan.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, you could do whatever you want. I'm saying you will look foolish.
Really?
Sean's troll will turn out to be factual if Pete Alonso's courtside at the Garden tonight.
No, that's different.
It's a bad look.
If he's at the, Yankee Stadium, then that's a real bad look.
No, you
but
shouldn't
at
be
the
anywhere.
Garden.
It's a bad look.
He could go
look.
See a Ranger or a Knick game if you're
not
Pete Alonso.
Not while the Yankees are actively in a World Series. It looks bad.
You mean,
Sean's right.
You mean while the game is actually going on.
Yeah, disappear. Yeah, you got to disappear. I think
if they don't want to disappear? What if they're a sport fan and they want to watch it?
Okay, then you'll be made fun of. Like, I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying you'll be mocked.
Can you not show up at a bar?
No, this is what you do, though. You don't call the Garden for the freebies tonight, which puts you on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's the point. It's about being shown. Obviously, you can live your life. But I think if you're shown on the Jumbotron, it just feels sad that that's where you are instead of the World Series. That's all I'm saying. You can do whatever. You can do it. I'm just saying you're going to be mocked. You don't think if tonight at Madison Square Garden, Mark Vientos was there and he was shown?
No, he's a stud. He's a young stud.
You don't think guys like Sean would make fun of him?
No.
Sean, how would you get not going to pound on him?
He had a fantastic season.
Okay. That's fine.
If Lindor showed up, nobody's making fun of Lindor.
Would you make fun of him, Sean?
I don't want to anger Tiki. Let's just move on to the next topic.
Trust me, I know a lot of guys that would.
I wouldn't make fun of Lindor because he's living his life. I'd make fun of Evan, Loogie, and every Met fan that their guy is there and not in L.A.
Well, that's the same thing.
It's not making fun of the player. It's making fun of the situation.
Yeah, but you're getting making fun of the team,
which
brings attention.
I just don't understand why a player who's out of season, because it's hard to win, especially when you're in an LCS mm-hmm. and you lose to the team that's supposed to be in the World Series, and you took them to six, right? Why is it wrong to be seen?
Don't use the word wrong. It's not that it's wrong. It's that you will...
Okay, why is it mockable to be seen?
Ask the guy who would mock. Sean, why would you mock them?
Because it's just a na-na-na-na-na, we're here, you're not.
There you go.
And we're jackasses. Yeah, and that's it. And it's not... Kiki, here's the thing. You're so sensible.
But why do you got to be a jackass?
That's exactly it. You're sensible. You're right. Why do I?
Like, why do you care? That's what I'm not understanding.
Because I suck.
You're
that's the easiest way I can tell you.
Is in the World Series.
You're right.
Why do you care?
I care more about what's going on in the World Series, but I still suck, and it's fun to laugh. It's not a sensible answer. It's just the truth.
Thank you. Good. I feel better about this discussion.
Do all Yankee fans think that way?
No. Just 42% of them. No, it's 40, about...
It can't be 42%.
It's less than 50. It's in the 40s, though.
And by the way, same goes for the Met fan. Probably 50% of them, too.
Oh, no. Met fans are higher. Met fans are bigger. Yeah. Because we got more access to grind. I say Met fans, it's about 59%.
And on that note, if you want to go to Sean Morris on Twitter, I took a nice picture with a cake for Met fans today. If you want to go check
that out.
Did you? I did, yeah.
Why do the Mets have a cake?
Is that cake still out there?
It's still out there. This weekend is the... how many years? I've lost track. 38th anniversary of the Mets World Series. So I just wanted to say today, of all days, happy
Victory.
Anniversary.
Not appearance.
See, is that not douchey, Tiki?
It wasn't him.
It doesn't matter.
It was the Taco Bell guy.
The Taco Bell guy.
It was Taco Frank, who's a Yankee fan. It's to mock the Mets.
He brings it
every year in a mocking fashion.
That's
so Sean
mocking.
Took a picture to mock Met fans and put it out there.
Did you have a piece of the cake, by the way?
No. Fun fact about me, since I'm fat, don't love cake. I find it to be a waste of calories.
But it's delicious.
I'm not a big cake guy.
Tiki's not annoyed about this.
What are you eating to keep you fat as opposed to cake?
I'm a cookie guy. I'm a brownie guy. I'm an ice cream guy. Standard fluffy cake doesn't
do it
for
me. Like thick and heavy. Those like stick to your ribs. Cake is like light.
You just asked why I got this fat. I like the thick and heavy stick to the rib stuff.
What if you want to get skinnier, eat cake.
Now, that's a line no doctor would recommend.
Are you more annoyed with him being a jackass or the...
Oh, I know he's a jackass. I'm just annoyed he don't eat cake.
Yeah, the cake thing is now more annoying. I agree.
I don't care about you being a jackass. I just make conscious efforts not to.
You got to have cake by the ocean, by the way. Thank you for getting that, Tiki.
Let's go to Ryan and Weehawken. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, fellas. Hope you're enjoying this fabulous fall foliage on this Friday.
Thank you for bringing that up. The foliage has been unbelievable. Like, prettier than ever,
amazing.
And I've appreciated it. Thanks for mentioning
it. What happens in the Northeast.
Oh, I love it.
Of course. A small window. It disappears right away. Anyway, I'm calling looking for a little bit of advice. I was 13 when the Yankees won in 2009,
okay.
And I didn't really appreciate it. I just was excited because I was supposed to be, and now I'm all in. And I'll be honest, I don't know how to control my emotions through this playoff run and through the postseason's past. When Judge hit his game-tying home run in the ALCS, my head literally fell off. And when Juan Soto hit the clinching home run, my toes were curling. I was freaking out, rolling like a ball on the floor. And this next week is going to be an absolute just grind. And for those of us that haven't been able to appreciate a championship in the past, can you give us some advice on how to deal with how this next week is going to go?
There you go. That's a great question. Sean, can you help this kid out? Because the one thing I can't answer, I appreciate that phone call, is I cannot give someone advice on what it's like to win a championship.
Yeah.
You've experienced that. So please answer the young man's question.
So it is going to be the most unfun ride to glory in your life. Mm. And then when they finally win, after you've bad-mouthed every player on the team and argued with your friends and family, it is the biggest exhale of your life, and you will go into a three-day fog. That doesn't even mean alcohol, of just euphoria of going, oh my God, this is it. My life is never the same again because I've seen my team as an adult win a championship. And it truly is life-changing if you're a diehard sports fan.
I can imagine. My son asked me all the time, like, what would happen if the Mets, Jets, or Nets won a title? Like, what would happen? And I said, I'd cry. He's like, would it change your life? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe.
I will say this.
How would it change your life?
Because here's why. You become never the same again as a sports fan. There's a little piece of you, and it depends how big a piece it ends up being. Everybody's different. That desensitizes you into, like, the worries of every year anymore. Mm. Yankee fans, we were so good for so long, we stopped going to some of these playoff games, 2012, all that, and on and on. You just, once you win, it's not to say you don't care as much, but at the same time, you care a little less because you've accomplished it.
Yeah, you've had some contentment.
Yes, I think that's the right answer.
Right, so you've had a taste of, like...
And it takes the engines and maybe a generation a while, like Giants fans are finally revving back up to get back to that point again where you're like, now you're like, this is too much.
It's been a while.
There's a long period where you care less.
Right.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at you, same thing. Like, I have no idea what it's like to win a title.
It's a good feeling of caring. Like, it's hard to explain. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. It's one of those mysteries in life that I hope I will eventually be able to answer. I hope there's a day in which I can look into your eyes and say, okay, here's what winning a title did for me.
Right.
Dude, I don't know what that's like, but our last caller, well, the only thing I'd warn him is the ups and downs of the series. It's going to be brutal.
No, it's unfun the whole way.
There's nothing fun about this. Like, the Met playoff run was fun in retrospect. There was nothing fun about it. The games were hell. Loogie will tell you. I was sweating during most of these games. I was freaking out. I twitched like I was nuts. That clincher against the Phillies, I was unconsolable, and they were winning.
It was a great run, and I felt like when it was over that you didn't enjoy any second of it.
I did not.
And it ended the way you thought it would. So it was almost like the self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, you had that one moment, two moments of joy, the watch party, and then...
That sucks when you put it that way.
I know.
Well, you don't have to be like Evan.
I know.
No, I'm just saying from Evan's perspective.
How many Met fans are like Evan, though?
Well, first of all, 3%. He's not 100% accurate. 80?
I think 3%.
I think you're right.
Well, but also I don't think it's necessarily accurate. I think that during the games I had a terrible time. I will totally give you
and
that.
And that's when I was with you. That's
okay, no, and I own that. I'm admitting that I had a terrible time. But I think the idea of having a run for 3 weeks or whatever it turned out to be, I will look back and say that was fun. The games weren't fun. The run was fun. Yeah. But the games are hell. Like, if you're a diehard Yankee fan tonight, it's hell. Every pitch, every moment. Like, during a regular season game, this is the way I'm at. I'm on my lounger. I got my scorebook out. I'm like, oh, that's a strike. It's a ball. It's a strike. I care, but I can be relaxed. During a playoff game, and in this case, a World Series game, that first pitch that isn't called a strike, that should be called a strike,
yeah,
you are going to mother bleep.
I was just going to say that's the two words.
So loudly. Every time.
In game one?
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't it be more? I think I would feel those emotions if.
Yeah.
It's an elimination game or either way. So we can win it or we're going to be eliminated.
I get that, but let me tell you right now, Carlos Torres calls a pitch out of the strike zone tonight that's in the strike zone. Oh, speaking of Carlos Torres, he's the home plate umpire tonight. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the umpires in this series, yeah, we're going to have a discussion. And I want every single person to listen real carefully because Major League Baseball's got something going on with these umpires. I've examined it. I've explored it, and I've got a conspiracy theory about what Major League Baseball is doing with this 2024 World Series. Don't worry. I'll explain everything. We are nearly 3.5 hours away from Game 1 of the World Series. We'll take you right up into the Yankee pregame show coming up at 7:25. We give you a chance to win Yankee tickets in the 5 o'clock hour, and Aaron Boone has done it. For the very first time in his Major League career, Aaron Boone has now posted a World Series starting lineup.
Yankee starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Ready to go, boys?
Yes. Can I guess?
Sure.
Leading off, Gleyber Torres.
Easy. Correct.
Batting second, right fielder, Juan Soto.
Correct.
Batting third, center fielder, Aaron Judge.
Correct.
Hitting cleanup, the designated hitter, Giancarlo Stanton. Come on, Booney.
Correct.
Booney. Wait, correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Oh, I am correct. Okay, good. Jeez, you almost had me turning on Boone. Batting fifth, third baseman, Jazz Chisholm.
Correct.
Batting sixth, first baseman, Anthony Rizzo.
Correct.
Batting seventh, shortstop, Anthony Volpe.
Correct.
Batting eighth, the catcher, Austin Wells.
Correct.
And batting ninth, former Dodger, left fielder, Alex Verdugo.
Correct.
Bang!
Wow. Thank God for the pen and the scorebook. Can you just practice doing the Dodger lineup with me one more time here?
Did the Dodger lineup come out?
Dodger lineup's out. You want it?
I gotta think about this again.
All right.
Leading off, designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani.
Sucks!
Batting second, right fielder, Mookie Betts.
Sucks!
Batting third, first baseman, Freddie Freeman.
Sucks!
Batting cleanup, left fielder, Teoscar Hernandez.
Sucks!
Okay, hold on. Batting fifth, Tommy Edman?
No.
Max Muncy?
Sucks!
Okay. Batting sixth, Tommy Edman?
No.
Just give me the rest of the lineup then.
Kiki Hernandez in center, batting sixth, sucks. Batting seventh, Will Smith catching, sucks. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Gavin Lux.
Sucks.
It's Gavin, right?
Yeah.
Sucks. And batting ninth, Tommy Edman. Sure.
So
sucks.
Tommy Edman went from batting cleanup to batting ninth?
Yes.
He went from LCS MVP to batting ninth? I tell you what's dangerous about that.
Because they're flipping around the lineup.
Yeah, and right. They know what you know, what we all know. Shohei Ohtani, and I can't explain this. Shohei Ohtani is
going... kind of smart when you think about it.
Having a second leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Because Shohei Ohtani is putting together this run that makes no sense. When there's nobody on base, his numbers have been poor. When there are guys on base, he's hitting about .690. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, those are his numbers. He's put up these ridiculous numbers. So I guess the thought is, hey, let's put our hottest hitter in the nine hole to make sure that Ohtani comes up with guys on base.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have other guys you can throw in the cleanup role.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, you know, the depth of that lineup. Look, that's one of the advantages I do think the Dodgers have over the Yankees. And the Yankees have a deep lineup. I think the Dodgers have a deeper lineup. I think when you hear that lineup and you go through that lineup and you see Tommy Edman batting ninth versus Alex Verdugo batting ninth, there's a difference. I think they do have a deeper lineup, but I have more fear of God in me with the three monsters that they have as compared to really the two monsters the Dodgers have. Teoscar's a good player. Freddie Freeman is a compromised player. They've got a lot of good players. They've got two players that scare me in Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. The Yankees, to me, have three in Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton. So I think the Yankees have the bigger thunder. The Dodgers have more depth.
Looking at these lineups, I think I have a new call on World Series MVP.
You've changed your mind already?
On the World Series MVP.
Go ahead.
Alex Verdugo.
Alex Verdugo?
How do you figure?
I'm just
Alex Verdugo going to do so effectively that's going to make him the World Series
MVP? I think he's going to rake at the bottom of the lineup. Everything he just said about Tommy Edman, and Verdugo was traded by the Dodgers. Just a hunch. A guy we rode all year long, not good enough to be here, not good enough at the moment. Just a hunch looking at these lineups. You know what? Verdugo might eat in this series. You know why?
You haven't seen enough of it in the regular season to suspect that that's going to happen.
But he's had some clutch hits the first round.
He has. And there was a moment, how it was about, what, 3 weeks? He was hot.
I also just watched what Saquon Barkley did coming back and facing the Giants. Verdugo dumped by the Dodgers off to Boston for Mookie Betts. I mean, come on. This is a time to get revenge.
I will give you this before Tommy rips you a new one.
Yeah.
Verdugo played like a dog in Boston. Like, he looked like a man possessed when they were playing the Boston Red Sox. So maybe he does have that in him. I still think that's a real, real long shot, because to be the World Series MVP, that means he'd have to out-hit Juan Soto.
Yes.
And out-hit Aaron Judge. And I'll make this declaration. I know it's baseball. Anything can happen. I almost find that to be humanly impossible.
He could drive in the most runs in the series at the bottom of the order.
He could. He won't.
You know what this is. You know what I mean? Like, you're compromised.
How am I compromised?
You've already placed the life-changing money bet on Luke Weaver to win MVP, and you don't want to hear any other long shot.
No. For anyone who doesn't know, I have made a bet. You should know where my interest lies. I made a life-changing bet on Luke Weaver. $100 to win $22,000. Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, it's $100.
Some of us have lived different lives.
$22,000 wouldn't change your life, Luke?
I meant tiki's.
Oh. $22,000 change your life, Luke?
Not really.
Not really? Does it make you guys feel good that it would change my life?
Yes, it does, actually. Well, not really. We're trying to make the same money, but yeah.
But it would change my life, I'll tell you that. We may not make the same money, but $22,000, I ain't going to, like, scoff at.
That's a whole year of Nets tickets.
A lot more than that. You wanted to rip Sean?
So I appreciate him digging deep, finding a long shot MVP, but what we're learning today is that Sean can't win gracefully. Whether it's mocking a Met if they go to the Knick game, he's wearing a dog shirt, he wants Verdugo to win the MVP so he could come on the radio and go, I guess the Yankees are the only dogs in town.
Well, Verdugo did come out of, you know, at the beginning of the season and start preaching that. So
yeah, but we all know the Knicks are the only town or team in town with
those. You're just convinced he stole it. You're just like, you just know that he was listening to WFAN in the beginning of, I don't know, April.
Yeah.
When you were screaming dogs and dudes and doing damage, and he stole it from you.
Yeah, but he goes by Doogie. I go by Loogie.
But
he's clearly
ripping me
off.
He may have stolen it. He won. He's in the World Series. The Knicks got knocked out in the semis.
Well, the Knicks are the uncrowned champion, but it's the Yankees' day. I'm just saying that Sean is trying to rub it in my face.
You can say whatever shtick you want. The Yankees won. They're in the World Series.
Alex Verdugo has gone further in this town than Jalen Brunson ever has.
No, he has. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't mean he's better. I mean, Josh Hart still has a higher approval rating in this town than Alex Verdugo if we're breaking down dogs. But in terms of team success, the Yankees blew by the Knicks. So you could have your little fake banners all you want. The Yankees are in the World Series. It's a major accomplishment. You don't get parades for getting to the second round of the NBA playoffs. When you get past that, then you get to the big boy table. Right now, there's the big boy table. It's the Yankees. They're in the World Series. The Knicks, maybe they'll get there. I think they've got a shot. I don't rule them out.
Yeah, you get the leftover stuffing.
By the way, great night from Julius Randle last night. He looked great. I was very happy for him.
Did a lot of damage.
He certainly did. Now, let me get to my conspiracy theory. And I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. I think I've got information that, you know, when you do your research, you're going to be like, holy crap. Holy crap. I know what's going on here. So Umpire Auditor is a Twitter account on social media.
Okay.
And they just gave out, which MLB has already given out, the home plate umpires for each of the games. Okay, great. Good to know. We should know who the home plate umpires are. And attach their rankings according to Umpire Auditor. And that's the thing that jumped out at most people, that Carlos Torres, who is the home plate umpire for Game 1, was ranked 32 of 90 this year. Not a great ranking.
Yeah, but not horrible.
Not horrible, but not great.
Yeah.
Andy Fletcher is umpiring Game 2. He finished 73rd of 90.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Mark Carlson, Game 3, 49 of 90.
How were they picked, by the way?
Who picked?
The umpires.
Well, based on these rankings, they're certainly not picked on quality.
At random? Out of a hat?
It seems like they're picked based on, like, service, and you deserve it now.
Huh.
But it's not based on performance.
Because in the NFL, isn't it picked based on your, like, how you score throughout the year?
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, and the bad umpires, or the bad referees in football, they don't make it to the postseason.
Yeah, MLB doesn't do that.
Huh.
Doug Eddings, 60th of 90. He's umpiring Game 4. Mark Ripperger actually has the best ranking of anybody, 18th of 90, which is still not even the top 10, but hey, he's 18th.
That's Game 5?
That's Game 5.
Oh, could be a closeout game.
Game 6 is Chad Fairchild. He's 37 of 90.
Also could be a closeout game.
And Todd Tishner, the all-important Game 7, is 24 of 90.
That will be a closeout game.
And I think what alarmed people by this list and the rankings were exactly what you said. Why are guys who either have average ranks or just not great ranks, why are they umpiring in the World Series? Shouldn't this be an meritocracy?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be based on performance? I agree with everybody, but that's not the conspiracy theory. I want to thank the New York Yankees, because for anyone who is a Yankee fan and watched games this year, you would know that the Yes Network had a really cool feature. Really cool feature, and I commend them for it. Before every game, they would tell you who the home plate umpire was, but that's not all. They would tell you if they were hitter-friendly, if they were pitcher-friendly, or if they were neutral. You remember that one, Sean?
Yes, and they would even show the box of kind of their strike zones at times, yes.
That inspired me. So when I saw these seven umpires, I said, what are they? I see their rankings. Everyone had the same reaction. Not good rankings. Doesn't make sense. But I said, what are they? And thank you, Yes Network, for putting that in my head. And so I did my research, and I do not like what I found.
Haven't you been sick? When did you rest?
I know.
I did this morning, and you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 90 umpires. There are 28 umpires that are considered pitcher-friendly. There are 10 umpires that are considered extreme pitcher-friendly.
Extreme pitcher-friendly.
Yeah, that's right. There are 28 that are neutral. By the way, I like the neutral guy. There are 27 that are hitter-friendly, and there's 14 that are extreme hitter-friendly. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Of the seven umpires, three of them are hitter-friendly. Three more of them are extreme hitter-friendly. Six of the seven umpires are either hitter-friendly or extreme hitter-friendly. Now, I want to make this clear.
What's the seventh?
The seventh is Doug Eddings, who's, by the way, extreme pitcher. So there's one. I will give you that.
And what game was he?
Thank you for asking. Game 4. Tiki likes to know all this information. I like
do, because it could be a closeout game.
But
smells like less Luis Hill walks.
But every umpire is either extreme hitter or hitter in six of the seven World Series games. Now, I got good news. My conspiracy is not telling you they're rooting for the New York Yankees or they're rooting for the L.A. Dodgers.
They want the stars to shine.
They want runs. Mm. They want offense. They decided. So when you ask yourself, all right, well, why'd they pick these umpires? You know damn well why they picked these umpires.
Believable that is a very believable conspiracy theory.
All I'm doing and is honestly, slaying this week, T. I'm slaying with conspiracy theories.
It actually makes a ton of sense.
Thank you.
Because if I was running the business of Major League Baseball, because let's not forget, just like the NFL, which I had a little talking to with you guys last week, it's a business.
Yeah.
No matter how bad a team is in the NFL, guess what? There's revenue sharing, which you can find out if you watch tonight. The Duke. The Great Life of Wellington Mara.
I have a DVR.
The Giant Life of Wellington Mara. My fault. The Duke. The Giant Life of Wellington Mara. Talks about revenue sharing.
Yeah.
And the reason that the NFL is so prosperous is because there's revenue sharing.
Right.
And Major League Baseball is not necessarily revenue sharing, but if you want to maximize revenue, you need offense. Offense, offense, offense.
So you sells. Like this conspiracy.
And it highlights the biggest stars in the game. I know Gerrit Cole is a star Cy Young pitcher. But by and large, the biggest stars in this game are the hitters. They're the bats.
Yeah.
It's Judge and Ohtani and Stanton and Mookie Betts. It's the guys who are going to go yard. The guys who are going to sell jerseys and get people looking and watching the highlights. So that conspiracy theory actually doesn't sound like a conspiracy theory. It sounds like good business.
You know, I don't know if I should be disappointed or not, because a part of me says I feel good. Tiki's like, yeah, you nailed that one. But then you're like, yeah, of course, that makes great sense.
Of course, it's business.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I want the umpires.
Why, you want people to be upset?
I want who to be upset?
Whoever. Do you want people to say, like, I'm glad it's that way?
I want the best umpires, and I don't necessarily want the most extreme hitter umpires. Yeah, I'd be the first to tell
but
you that.
I'm different.
And that doesn't favor anybody.
I'm different with baseball. Football, like, there's last night in the Rams and the Vikings game.
Speaking of bad officiating.
Oh, God. Like the missed face mask on that safety?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Like you can't miss that. But in baseball, you're debating balls and strikes. It's like human error. Like it's always been a part of the game.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily mind it. And while we would chalk that up to bad umpiring, I think it's just part of baseball. You know? So it's different in a game like baseball than it is in a game like football.
Yeah, I just would rather have the best umpires, not the umpires that are going to be as friendly to the hitters as humanly possible. And look, if you're a Yankee fan listening, you may say, great, I love that. That's fine. Give me more offense.
That's a chance for Judge to break out quicker.
It's also a chance for Shohei Ohtani to hit 19 home runs. I mean, the Dodgers have a loaded offense. The Yankees have a loaded offense. Like, that's the reality. But I think when we first saw the list of umpires and you see that, well, they're not rated that high, you then try to ask follow-ups. Like, well, why? And I think, ladies and gentlemen, I've presented to you the why. They are giving you six hitter-friendly umpires, three of which are considered extreme. So that's what we have in this World Series. And Carlos Torres, who is umpiring tonight, an extreme hitting-friendly umpire. So you're welcome. Blew that conspiracy up.
Get it started right.
Get it started, man. The Yankees are scoring runs in the first inning, by the way. That's a lock. I've already got it written down in my head. First pitch of the game, Gleyber Torres, ground ball right up the middle. You know the Yankees? This is unbelievable. The Yankee leadoff hitters in innings are hitting 450.
Wow.
I'm not making that up. It is the highest.
That's not just Gleyber.
That's
whoever leads off an inning.
So it's mostly Gleyber, but yes, it's not just Gleyber. The Yankees, despite not hitting with runners in scoring position, which has been a bugaboo throughout this postseason, have given themselves so many different scoring chances that they've been able to overcome that. Excuse me, I have to cough.
Okay. Good for them. I know. I'm going to get back to talking about the Jets.
Why? You want to take shots while I'm coughing?
No,
sons of bitches. Let's go to Jake in Jersey City. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how you doing, boys? Thanks for taking the call today.
Pleasure.
What's up?
First and foremost, let's go Jets. Got a big game coming up.
No doubt.
Secondly,
the season,
the
that's
real
all.
Point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
This seemed like the path of least resistance after 85 phone calls. Evan, if none of these guys want to go to the game with you, I'd be glad to go.
To what?
With that being said,
to what game? The World Series?
Before you answer, yeah, to the World Series. Of course, I'm a virgin. You got to pop my cherry.
Okay.
Now, before you give me your answer,
yes.
Two things. One, I will buy you your first Juan Soto jersey. Secondly, if you say yes, Sean is yet again given misinformation on the radio.
If I say yes,
I'm confused.
Sean is giving.
Sean said, "Stop calling. There's no tickets coming out. You give me a ticket." Sean's wrong.
That's true. If I say yes, Jake, I appreciate you trying to get me to take you to a Yankee World Series game. But I think all these guys would go to a Yankee World Series game. I don't think they're against going. Mm. So I'm not going to be able to take you to a Yankee World Series game. And no, I don't want you to buy me a Juan Soto jersey.
Are you going Monday?
Monday?
Yeah.
I may go to all three. Mm. I haven't decided. I got to feel better. Like, one thing that I'm trying to do with not having felt very good this week, and this is very difficult for me, is I don't think I'm going to Sunday's Net home opener. And that's very tough for me. I have not missed a home opener in many years, and I'm thinking of not going just because I've run myself down.
Who's getting the ticket?
Some random person who buys it on the internet.
The Nets still in the league.
I mean, what do you mean? Who's going to get the ticket?
It's a historic, not a historic.
It's a historic?
It's a meaningful game.
Yeah, they're playing the Bucks.
Well, not even who they play. Who cares? It's a home opener. Yes. You usually go.
I've gone almost.
Wouldn't you want like Sean to go?
No. Sean wouldn't go. It's a football Sunday. He won't leave his
house.
The Giants
play on Monday.
I know, but watch this. Sean, do you want my net season tickets to go to the home opener on Sunday?
I can't do it.
See? Watch this. Do you want my season tickets to see tonight's Knicks home opener against the Pacers?
No, the Yankees play tonight.
Okay. Let's go Knicks. If you don't want them, I guess I'll just get rid of them. Because I can't think of anybody else that would go.
I should dump them. Meaningless game.
You're not going to watch the game, Luke, right? You got to watch the Yankees, man. You're a professional.
I'm going to watch the Knicks game I'm watching the Yankees
game. Oh, you're going to double on
both?
The
Knicks get the big screen with the sound, and the Yankees get the smaller little, you know, computer situation.
Do you want my Knicks tickets or not really?
You got them?
No.
So what? You're a bad guy. And I was like, don't take the cheese, don't take the bait. But then I'm like, if he goes to me, he might actually have him. And I'm like, home opener, which I heard was a very hot ticket.
Yes,
I know you mentioned that.
Yes,
a buddy of mine was saying he might have went with his girlfriend. They're very expensive. Hot ticket.
It shows you that even though the Yankees are playing a World Series game tonight, we're New York City.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot of people.
We have a lot of people. Right.
And there's a lot of people going to Broadway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Forget that. And I would caution anybody listening on the Odyssey app out in L.A. who made the trip out. They're cautioning people. There may not be people in this game on time in L.A. because all the events going on there tonight.
So a couple of things about that. Let me address this L.A. issue. In fact, we'll address it when we come back.
Ooh,
Sean's got a big Cinco de 5-0 list, and the 5 o'clock hour is a big hour. More on Yankees Dodgers and your chance to win Yankee tickets. But this L.A., a lot's going on. That's another conspiracy that will just blow up and let you realize that just Dodger fans are frauds. We'll get to that coming up. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. We hear from Yankee fans. How you feeling as we are a little bit more than 3 hours away from the first World Series game you've seen your team play since the first Obama administration?